Elsie's evidence, however, seemed to settle the point. Mark had gone into the office to see his brother. Elsie had heard them both talking, and then Antony and Cayley had found the body of Robert. And the inspector was going to drag the pond. But certainly Elsie's evidence did not prove anything more than the mere presence of Mark in the room. "It's my turn now, you wait." That was not an immediate threat. It was a threat for the future. If Mark had shot his brother immediately afterwards, it must have been an accident, the result of a struggle, say, provoked by that nasty-like tone of voice. Nobody would say "you wait" to a man who was just going to be shot. "You wait" meant "you wait and see what's going to happen to you later on." The owner of the Red House had had enough of his brother's sponging, his brother's blackmail. Now it was Mark's turn to get a bit of his own back. Let Robert just wait a bit, and he would see. The conversation which Elsie had overheard might have meant something like this. It couldn't have meant murder. Anyway, not murder of Robert by Mark. "It's a funny business," thought Antony. "The one obvious solution is so easy and yet so wrong. And I've got 100 things in my head, and I can't fit them together. And this afternoon will make 101. I mustn't forget this afternoon." He found Bill in the hall and proposed a stroll. Bill was only too ready. "Where do you want to go?" he asked. "I don't much mind. Show me the park." "Righto." They walked out together,